Well, our heat continues. We got a little bit of a break yesterday as the thunderstorms were a little more numerous than I suspected, but there still were a lot of dry places. But west of I-95, you got, in some cases, a pretty decent downpour, in some cases, very heavy downpours. We had 1.9 inches of rain measured between, well, just east of and southeast of downtown Jacksonville, very west edge of Arlington. Now, having said that, that's only a few miles from CBS 47 and Fox 30, Action News Jackson 104.5 WOKV Studios, and we didn't get any rain at all. So, again, miles made a difference, which is not unusual this time of year. But if you lived west of I-95, or at least close to I-95 in some cases, you might have been blessed with a lucky downpour in the storm yesterday afternoon. Even had a few downed tree limbs in the Mandarin area. But if you live east of I-95, it continues to be quite dry to the beaches. It's been a while in some cases. Again, depending on last week, we had a couple of instances of heavy downpours, but not everywhere necessarily. So we continue to track just not only just heat, but just isolated afternoon storms each day now all the way through Friday, the rest of this week, today, tomorrow, and Friday. High temperatures will reach into the 90s. Even the beaches will be 90 plus before the sea breeze kicks in enough to drop temperatures at least a few degrees at the beaches. The record highs are still 100 or higher, so we're not quite there, but the average high is only 90 degrees. So we're kind of between the average and the record highs, which makes it hot. As hot as it could be, so to speak. Not record heat, but certainly the hottest temperatures we've had in a while. Speaking of which, the highest temperature we had all last year was 94. Now, that's a little unusual. That most summers, we've had at least a few days that are hotter than that. But last year, just 94, the peak temperature all summer long. Well, we hit 95 yesterday, so we've already had a day hotter this summer than we had all summer last year. So the hottest temperatures, it would be true to say in a couple of years, even though it's not really necessarily that extreme by our standards. So finally, then, by Saturday, the big upper-level high-pressure area that's over the southeastern U.S. and helping to build this heat pushes a little west, slides a little west. And that allows a little better chance for upper-level disturbances to get in here and some afternoon storms on Saturday. So that'll be a day to keep an eye to the sky. And once you know it, of course, for the weekend. But it will be our next best chance for an opportunity for decent rain. And by the way, as that upper-level high shifts west, the heat will, too. There'll be temperatures in the 90s and maybe the century mark as far north as Minnesota over the weekend into early next week. And that high dictates heat this time of year. It also dictates where tropical systems are going to move. And that's something that will be watching over the Western Caribbean, an area of disturbed weather, a weak area of low pressure that has developed. There's some potential for tropical development there, but with this strong upper-level high pressure over the U.S., even if it shifts somewhat west or east, it looks like it's going to protect the U.S. from this system. It would be a Central America or Mexico problem. So that's our area to watch in the tropics. Of course, always more in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. And, of course, at the end of the weekend, Sunday then is Father's Day. It looks seasonably hot. We'll actually take an edge off the heat a little bit because we get that flow out of the north and the upper levels of the atmosphere, and that upper level high shifts a little to the west and northwest. The high temperatures dip, dare I say, to 90 degrees. I know it's not much of a dip, but that's average at least, and not as hot as the next few days are going to be. And only isolated storms for Father's Day. Doesn't look too bad for Sunday. And the Burrish blog, an update there on interesting things going on in our skies, besides the weather, of course, but the alignment of a number of planets in the early morning skies over the next couple of weeks. It's in the Burrish blog at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With all weather all the time, stay cool. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.